Hopes of finding more survivors of Turkey's devastating earthquake are fading. Some teams have already suspended searches. Tens of thousands of people have been left homeless by the powerful 7.2 magnitude quake, which has now prompted the government to request foreign aid, including from Israel, to shelter distraught families amid growing complaints of a lack of tents and other relief supplies. Prospects of finding survivors buried under tons of rubble are waning as time passes and winter temperatures fall, though there have been some happy stories of persons being pulled from the rubble alive, and these have gone some distance to buoy the spirits of rescuers and citizens alike. The sounds you hear are the cheers of those who witnessed an 18-year-old university student pulled from the rubble in Ertsis. Meanwhile, complaints over the lack of tents have grown louder with each passing day, and some desperate survivors fought among themselves to try to grab tents being distributed by relief workers from the back of a truck. The Turkish Red Crescent has been struggling to deliver fast enough to provide shelter for victims of the quake, shivering in freezing temperatures at night. Having started out by saying Turkey could handle the disaster alone, Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan's government put out requests Tuesday to 30 countries, including Israel, for emergency materials, including prefabricated housing, tents, and containers. Israel, whose ties with Turkey hit rock bottom after Israeli commandos killed 9 Turks on board a Gaza-bound flotilla last year, immediately said it would launch an airlift of supplies, starting with a shipment of prefabricated homes Wednesday. I'm Chris Altieri.